show.
Is everybody happy?
JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that they got here, but it's just there. It's a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like a little paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the f- a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Well, Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
The Don and Mike Show.
They believe in God, and he believes in them.
Whoa, look out,
Don
look
and
out.
Mike.
That's just going here. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right, howdy.
Holy cow, Buzz Rob, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey. Hey, call.
Holy mackerel.
Hey. Calling from Caesar Sportsbook, and the opening line for the first Mike O'Meara show is set at 7.5.
That's pretty good.
I lost a lot in the Super Bowl, so I got to get back. What do I do?
I was talking to a buddy of mine that about the game, and there are a lot of people that are a little upset. Yeah. A lot of all those little mini bets that they had with the game are kind of screwing the bookies up out in Las Vegas.
Did you get yours?
No, I won't get it until March.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My bookie's space timely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Esmeralda Villalobos.
That's the cab driver's name.
There you go. Thank you, my friend.
I had it right. Esmeralda.
That's right. Thank
you. Butch, what is it like to kill somebody?
Nice to meet you, Butch.
Butch.
Yes, Butch. And then
Butch,
blueberry
boy.
Pancakes. Same kind of a dialogue.
I want my blueberry pancakes, my blueberry pancakes.
I'm going to have a big stack of blueberry pancakes with lots of maple syrup and
it's,
orange
it's a bad
juice.
Little Honda that he's driving.
Right.
And that song is something flowers on
flowers
the
on the wall by the Statler Brothers.
Right. Watching Captain Kangaroo.
And mocking the Captain Kangaroo. Hello, me. There's nothing to do.
Hi, welcome to Old Like Us.
I'll shoot Marcellus, then I'll get...
All right.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi, what's happening?
I have a question. That bitch soundbite, where did it come from, and can you post it on the website?
Don't know and no. Rob, where did it come from?
It came from the show Ozzy and Harriet.
What show's he talking about?
That bitch!
That's the tape.
That's funny.
And the show again is Ozzy and Harriet. Must be an older show, right?
Ozzy and Harriet Nelson, married in real life.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you say they bawled all the time? Nobody can hear that, Rob. They bawled all the time?
Ozzy loved to ball Harriet. That's why they had two
Ozzy guys. Just liked to ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Even thorny next
That's
door.
How Ricky got here. Rick Nelson.
That. Right. Say that.
And then later on, like down the family tree, the fabulous singing group Nelson.
Matt and Gunner. Well, because Ricky liked the ball too.
Matt and Gunner
gave so much.
Are Matt and Gunner Rick's kids?
Name two other.
Yes.
Name two other Gunners. Go.
Well, Gunner Jurgensen.
And.
Oh.
No help now. No helping the boy.
I don't know.
Oh. Mm. That would be Boomer Esiason's kid.
Boomer's got a Gunner too.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Gunner Esiason.
Boomer and Gunner.
And really,
right.
Proper pronunciation, Gunner.
Gunner.
Right. Gunner Nelson.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. My dad was Ricky Nelson.
Yes. My grandparents were Ozzy and Harriet.
They bawled all the time.
They love to bawl. Jawohl.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Yes, it's you. I hear breathing.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Are you at liberty to talk about how bad the midday show is?
On WJFK?
Yes.
I like
and Dukes are so bad.
I like those dudes fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They're horrible.
Well, and don't
well,
listen
what,
to them.
Where have you done your radio shows?
Don't listen to them then.
No, but okay? they're just terrible.
Dude, listen, take it up with the new management, okay? Thank you. There. Aces with me.
Amen. Oh,
hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
One big team.
Soundbites from Arrested Development. That
what?
Bitch.
Pardon me?
That bitch soundbite?
Yeah.
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
No, right.
Rob says it's not.
So that's incorrect, sir.
Rob said it's not.
Where is it from, Rob?
Oh, that bitch?
Yeah.
It's from I Love Lucy.
That bitch!
I don't think that's Ethel.
Lucy loved the ball.
She balled Fred.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi there.
Mr. Helper here, that tape with the that bitch, that's from Arrested Development.
No, it's not.
What's it from, Rob?
It's from the show Hazel.
That bitch!
That's Hazel. And who is the actress, Shirley Booth?
Yeah, Shirley Booth loved a ball, Don DeFore.
Shirley Booth loved a ball.
That's why he was Mr. B, right?
Exactly, the ball. Yeah.
It was really a code word for Mr. Ball.
Mr. Ball.
When Shirley wanted it. Shirley Booth.
Hazel.
Mother of Power.
Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah.
This is something we didn't get to yesterday. Joe Ardinger. Joe Ardinger, future producer
Joe
of the Mike O'Mara Show, has got his own show on the weekends on WJFK. And he did a really killer bit where he plays both roles, himself and Britney Spears.
This is quality.
And yesterday we didn't have time to hear it in its entirety. It's so good. We're going to walk away from these phone calls for a moment.
I hate to do that.
Okay.
And hear some of Joe.
This is kind of a primer for radio comedy.
Hold on. Take notes.
Sort of.
While this is being loaded in,
please
listen to Regis Philbin having a homophobic moment on his show. Set this up. Every day, they have a man come up on stage and put on a Bigfoot outfit.
A Yeti costume.
Yeah. Don't ask me what a Yeti was. I didn't know what it was either until they started doing it on the Regis and Kelly show.
It's a, you know, it's another name for the Bigfoot.
Right.
For the Bigfoot.
So they put a man in this stinky Bigfoot costume and a woman wearing a regular clothes. And for whatever reason, they dance behind a screen.
They shadow dance.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Andy Gibb.
Mm-hmm.
Also killed by coke, just like Ricky Nelson.
Rick Nelson plane crash.
Yeah, but big coke head.
Yeah, but if you kill him.
Wasn't there coke on the plane?
Yes, there was.
Mm-hmm.
Coke and the people on the plane.
What do you got against Andy Gibb?
Not a thing, God.
What do you got against Rick Nelson?
Love Rick Nelson.
How many Andy Gibb songs can you name?
The aforementioned Shadow Dancing.
Yes.
Desire.
Stop right there. We have a winner.
Yeah. What is he, a faggot?
Thank you, Rob.
Never mind. You know, I thought you might go with, like, I just want to be your everything. But when you go to Desire,
What is he, a faggot?
That's a trip to Fagville.
Hey, you know that soundbite that screams that bitch?
Yeah.
That's Andy Gibb.
Andy Gibb.
That bitch!
I thought that was Robin Gibb.
It might be, or Morris.
Mm-hmm.
And was Andy Gibb banging Victoria Principal?
Yes.
Yes, in fact, they were an item right before the end, right? It was during her time on Dallas.
Mm. Right.
That's when Andy Gibb was banging her. Not to be confused with Andy Kim.
Rock me gently.
Right.
Rock me slowly.
Had a kid later on. It's now performing Lil Kim.
Music history.
It's all related. It's music. You know, it's this common thread. It's like, you know, 6 degrees of separation.
Look it up.
Oh, let's go back to phone calls. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Or we could play the Joe tape. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, Don. First of all, sorry to see you go. Wish you luck in the future.
Thank you. I wish we could keep all of this under wraps until the 30th. Let's just move ahead, please.
Okay. Of course, you guys watched the Super Bowl. I was wondering if y'all, I didn't listen to the whole show yesterday. I don't know if you talked about Jordan Sparks lip-syncing the national anthem.
Yeah, covered it.
It was terrible.
All over it, my friend.
Well,
was it really that bad?
It was pretty bad. Well, no,
well, they just all lip-sync the national anthem. I mean, they do.
If you were there, you wouldn't lip-sync?
You didn't.
Like,
you
hold
it,
on
did
a
you?
Second. I think I really, more than anybody here, I think I can speak with some authority about this.
That's one of the hardest songs to sing in the whole world.
I forgot you've sung it at a major league ballpark.
I've sung it at many ballparks, Don. I've done major league and minor league.
But you didn't lip sync, did you?
But no, I did not. And, you know, they always talk about, well, the crowd and all that. I'll have you know that the Mets-Nationals game, there was a decent crowd there, too.
I'll tell you something about that. I watched that, and I'll give you this, that her backup track, there's no doubt she was singing to a CD of background music.
Right.
But I would bet that she was singing before Tom Petty was. I mean, because the thought is that Tom Petty might have been lip syncing. Well, I certainly didn't think that Jordan Sparks was.
Well, she had, but what it is that she had the orchestra in back of her. She had the soundtrack in back of her.
It was that, and you could hear her breath like she was in a soundproof room with a $5,000 microphone.
Well, she did do that. I mean, they record it on a tape, and then they play it before the game. And the only proper way to do it, and the way that I've always done it, the many times that I've performed it, is you do it a cappella. Well, listen, you do it without any kind of musical accompaniment.
Right.
Listen, Eli, thank you for calling. Congratulations. you are a great athlete.
Thanks.
Thank you, Eli Manning.
You always do that, and as I tell the young singers out there, start low. Start as low as you can. Mm-hmm. You want to work on the low notes. You don't have to struggle for the high notes.
Mike says that with sex, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start low. And then get high. And boy, get high on life.
That's what I've always said.
Boy, oh boy, did I have a good time watching Gomer Pyle today. I think that this whole Eli Manning thing, he's going to win over New York.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is just so anti-Joe Namath. Uh-huh. I'm watching today on the New York station the Giants parade.
Right.
Because I'm excited. I'm a football fan. It's a big thing, right? And all of the players either have on sweatshirts that say champions.
Right.
Or they have on their jerseys. Or some of them have on fancy suits. All right. Eli Manning, seriously, looked like a guy that was in line at 7-Eleven on a Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, and he was dying to get some breath mints. He had an unwashed look about him. Uh-huh. And when he came out and he held the Super Bowl trophy up, and he realized that all of these New Yorkers were cheering for him, he had the most glorious look, like a retarded child. I found it rather endearing.
Charming.
He's not like his big brother Peyton.
Right.
Right.
His big brother Peyton looks like a trained Shakespearean actor.
And his big brother Peyton probably had his day like that, but he's but Eli is still that boyish, hello, I'm here in the big city.
And it was looking up like, you're applauding for me?
Well, you got to realize the amount of crap that he's taken during the season in that city. They hated him up until the last, eight games of the year.
Anyway, I think it's genuine. I watch it, and I think that kid's going to win. That kid. Why do I say he's a grown man? That fella is going to take over that city because he's so not New York.
I look forward to, I guess it's Wednesday night, he's going to be on Letterman. And I really do look forward to that, because they're already busting his balls about it with the way they're promoting it.
Yeah.
Because during one of the commercial breaks on last night's Letterman, they said, coming up, Wednesday, Eli Manning. And they're making almost a comedy deal out of it.
Did you hear how Letterman referred to him? He said he's really Jerry Van Manning.
That's exactly what he said.
But I'm telling you,
they're setting the table for that.
There is something endearing about it.
Because you know what? He is who he is. There's no pretense in the guy. And I think that's why even when you see him with a game-winning drive at the end of the game, he still lifts his foot up like he's a tard. He still does that hiking thing that's just like, one, two.
And I'm watching this today, and I'm saying, how does he not get eaten alive on the streets of New York? I mean, I know he's Eli Manning. And
he probably flies home.
And he's a celebrity, but I mean, he's the kind of guy that you could see, walking into a subway stop and somebody go, hey, come here. Hey, punk, give me your wallet.
Right.
Right now. Hey, right. You.
Yeah, but don't you think he's the kind of guy, because he's got that quarterback leader part of him where we go, that ain't right. And just hit the guy, break his nose.
Very possible.
That ain't right. I ain't giving up my wallet.
All I know is I'm not gay for him. I'm not gay for him like I am for Brett. There's only one Brett.
You were a little gay for Peyton, too.
A little bit for Peyton.
What is your emotional connection with Eli? Because you're saying nice things about him. What is your
I just
that he's a hunyak?
I love the fact he's like a fixed up Rex Grossman.
Yeah,
he's
like a talented Rex Grossman.
He is really every man.
Right.
When you look at Eli Manning, really, when look at one of the pictures from the parade today, you might almost think, this is a guy from the Make-A-Wish Down Syndrome, and they brought him up on stage and let him hold up the trophy. If you didn't know he was Eli Manning, you might really think that.
And he just gets it done. I don't understand.
Because the look on his face is just thinking, golly, this is neat. Y'all used to think I suck.
Why do they call it ticker tape?
The other person I enjoyed seeing it bother was big old gap-toothed Michael Strahan.
Yes.
Because Michael Strahan, I think you get this feeling too, you're a Giants fan.
Okay.
He wants to be Mr. Giant.
Yeah, he's the savvy New York media guy. He's been, you know, in all the commercials. He's a veteran of the city of New York and being a pro star athlete there.
So they're doing this parade, and they're saying it's bigger than any of the Yankee parades or anything. And they're down to it's Bloomberg and Coughlin on a stage.
People are into it.
And they say, now, join us now as we welcome carrying the NFC trophy, Michael Strahan.
Did you get the impression Strahan wanted to be carrying the big trophy?
Oh, you know he did. And as he came out and he had, and you know, compared to the Super Bowl trophy, the NFC trophy looks like an Entenmann's candy corn cake.
Yeah, but at least with the NFC trophy, he can floss with it between that big gap in his teeth.
You know, coffee cake. That's right, what I'm trying. Right. It's not very big. And he was holding it up like, look at this. This is. And then before he gets halfway across the stage, they go, and now the man that you've been waiting for, New York. Here he is with the Vince Lombardi Trophy. And you just see this dumb, underdressed hillbilly.
What was he wearing exactly? Because I didn't see it.
Overalls?
Jeans.
Right.
Like a Ray Romano, like a checkered shirt and a hoodie, and over the hoodie, like another hoodie-type jacket.
Okay, all right.
He was just...
So he's got the real checkerboard little shirt on? That's what it is?
Yeah, but it's not even that refined.
Really?
It's really just...
It's like something you'd get in Target.
If you've ever been to 7-Eleven on Sunday morning, and we've all been there.
Right.
You know, you're rolling in like, oh, death breath, Jesus. That's what he looks like.
It's like he'd been up all night.
And as soon as he rolled out there, God, they loved him. God, they fell in love with him.
And the nice thing now, I would think, what is the status? You never hear it reported because it's all Tom Brady. You never hear the status of Eli's love life. You never know what to do. You know, I would imagine maybe like Forrest Gump. The first time he bumps into a supermodel.
God, Giselle. Oh, did you take your bra off? Oh my God. Dear.
I gots to go.
Oh, my God.
I gots to go.
Mama. Olivia, Daddy Archie.
Let me talk to Mama Manning.
Brother Peyton.
I didn't know it worked like that.
First and 10 in my pants.
You know, though, it's the same way they underestimated him on the football field. It would be the same way with women.
And
I bet they don't see him coming, so to speak.
Here's another great thing about the way that we treat our football celebrities, especially now after the Super Bowl. I guess, what was it, 2 weeks ago, Brett Favre just announced he's not going to the Pro Bowl. He's one of these guys, he just doesn't feel like going.
Right.
And you know what people said? All right, so what? He's played a long time, he doesn't want to go.
Has that right?
Tom Brady and Randy Moss backed out of the Pro Bowl this week, and all you're hearing is, hey, these guys are giant pussies! I mean, on one hand, I'm bashing him up, but on the other hand, it's like, hey, you know, I don't know why any of these football guys has got such a hard on against going to Miami and, or rather Hawaii, and playing in
and getting their ass kissed for a week
and playing
in Hawaii with their families invited, and they get all the free stuff in the world
in a meaningless game. Right. I mean, and I say that to Brett Favre. Sorry, it's a pain in the ass for you, son. But gee whiz, some of us are actually going to watch this stupid game.
But Tom Brady does have the out, right? I mean, he had the out because he was limping around the week before the Super Bowl, so he can fake it that way. Well, was that the excuse that he gave?
There was no excuse. It's just Tom Brady.
Doesn't feel like it.
Tom Brady and Randy Moss just couldn't make it on time, Mr. Hand.
Well, who do we have left now? We don't have Brett Favre. Well,
how would you like this? Here's your lineup. Jeff Garcia made it.
Okay.
They put in Chad Johnson to take Randy Moss's place.
Bengals wide receiver.
And my God, who else did they? And they put in to take Tom Brady's place from the Cleveland Browns, Derek Anderson.
Wow.
Now, the cat had a good year.
Mm-hmm. But it's a non-event because he's not the marquee name.
Listen, if your big quarterbacks are now Jeff Garcia and the guy from the Browns.
And because Eli didn't have the great season that those guys had, Eli's not going.
Didn't make it.
He's a Super Bowl MVP, but he's not in the Pro Bowl.
And Brett's too busy, and, you know.
You know, if the NFL wanted to get smart, they might make that automatic for some of the, you know, the guys that play in the Super Bowl. You know, like if you were, for example, if you were a Super Bowl MVP, that would be an automatic Pro Bowl bid.
I don't understand why they even really have the game, because no one wants to get hurt.
All-Star
in the game.
Games are made for television events. The only All-Star game that has any significance is in baseball where you get home field advantage to the team that wins, to the league that wins.
I agree. Anyway, screw the Patriots. Glad to see they lost. How about Eli? Huh?
You like the boyish charm of old Eli Manning.
Like that retarded boy.
He's impossible not to like. Well, that's not true. What am I talking about? I've screamed at the TV this year with Eli Manning going, you know, beat the game clock, you retard.
Don't
lift your leg up so slowly.
All right, well, we got a guy on the show named Joe, and Joe's quite retarded as well.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Manning, and he's got his Britney Spears show. So let's hear that. This was on Saturday night on WJFK. Oh, boy, we should hit a break first. I apologize.
Oh, that's a terrible tease. I can't hear my Joe right now.
Wasted all that time.
Going to have to wait.
Let's take a phone call. So it's not just all us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want to make a comment about Eli, the Tard Manning.
Some of you, too, yes.
But the reason he had such a good game in the Super Bowl is because for the last couple of weeks leading up to the game, he's been practicing by throwing a football between Michael Strahan's teeth. It's supposed to be funny, but...
Hey, a douchebag, why don't you just give your phone number out?
What's that?
Give out your phone number, because it would be like us.
That's technically a joke.
It would be us attacking you at this point if we just, like, vigilante style gave your number out. But, dude, you just attacked us, so give your own number out, please.
No, thanks.
Area code 410 200.
Oh, thank you.
Are you
seriously a Manning fan now?
No, I'm a fan.
I mean, I know how big of a Packer fan you are, but
the subject.
No, you're trying to change the subject, my friend. I'm infatuated with Eli, but I'm more infatuated.
We have a lot in common.
I'm more infatuated with the last four digits of your phone number.
I've heard this song and dance before, and
oh, it's not really a song and dance, but technically you cheated because you told a joke.
And it wasn't funny.
That really, I mean, it might have been a made up joke that you made up yourself, but the fact is it does constitute a joke.
You can't just do that.
See, and the rule is, you know, if you can tell a joke if you put your phone number up. You've listened long enough, you know the rules.
You're like a suicide caller. You're like a kamikaze caller.
And unfortunately, the security didn't catch you at the metal detector.
Well, nobody's better than you guys.
Well, you're goddamn right about that.
Calling out the suicide caller.
He's flattering his way out. He's trying to flatter his way out of it.
Hey, listen, what town does your mom live in?
Not going to go there either. Hey, guys. I'm
oh, my God.
Now.
Really? Then
so you just tell your lame joke and you don't even say your mom lives in Toronto? So
Your mom must be in the 60s. She's in her 60s.
Have a great afternoon, guys. And I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm sure
you
are.
We're not going to miss you.
I'll see you when I'm 64, as the Beatles sang. One is the loneliest number.
There he goes.
Or maybe I'm just making numbers up.
You never know. Might be pulling them out of your butt.
Boy, oh boy. That guy was a rad bastard.
I know. And after all that nice stuff you said about Eli Manning.
That is like what I heard on the news the other night about suicide bombers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe sometimes the crap that I hear on the real news.
I know.
About the way we're handling the war. Last week, we had a bombing in Baghdad mm-hmm. that killed 70 civilians. And I saw an army guy on TV swear to God say that this is the surge is working and this is proof. And they said, how can this be? And they said, well, the people that were wearing the bombs, they were both women, suffered Down syndrome. So we're pretty sure that they didn't even know what they were doing. And the reason that's good is that we're winning the war because basically now the Iraqis, they're having to get retarded people to put the bombs on.
Running out of
suicide. So that's telling them that the only people that are left to do this are the retarded yeah. people that they put the but you so, still have the people that have to find and do this and strap the bombs yeah. on and get that that whole network going.
I'm watching this going, I'm all for America, you know, whatever happens, but is this a sign that we're winning, that okay, now they're sending retarded people in with bombs on, and the general, whoever it is on TV, is saying this.
That's a guaranteed lock. We are doing well. They're only using retarded right. people now. Everything should be fine. That gives me confidence.
That's right.
That gives me newfound confidence.
And then he says, and the most amazing thing, I would bet they do not, these people do not even know what they're doing.
I don't know why people are stressing out, because I heard that John McCain said we're only going to be there for 100 years.
And then out.
and then out. Yeah. And I heard a pundit saying, well, look at Korea. Like, what's that, Korea? Listen, that's the halfway mark.
Listen, McCain has got it because Romney, here's the wrong thing to say, dude.
Okay.
Romney, bless you, Rob. The wrong thing that you say is, I think George Bush is doing a great job,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to continue doing the great job that George Bush is doing. I heard him say it.
Well, he's pandering to that part of his party. Good he's luck. Pandering okay. to that. That's a, those people. No.
Yeah, all right.
Well, people that don't want McCain to get nominated.
Well, there's a lot more people that do want him than don't want him.
I know.
Like,
apparently
why
so.
Would you, you know, at this point, why'd you, you know, what is Bush's approval rating? 20?
29.
26, 29.
You, know, you want to hit your wagon to that star?
Right.
Say, listen. While Barack Obama's entire thing has changed.
Well, what's funny is, yes, they do want to hitch their wagon to that star right now to get the nomination. Watch how that changes after the convention. Watch how that changes when they go out into the general election.
Right.
Then they're going to be singing a different tune.
Yeah,
it's going to be a totally different tune.
It's nuts.
Well, if I was around, things would be different now. I wish I had a surge.
Romney, old Romney. I want to tell you something. Bush is doing a great job.
He is
and I'm
great
going
job.
To continue doing.
I'm going to tell you right now. He's doing a fantastic job, and I'm excited about this day.
So,
we're going to win.
So handsome.
Lies.
Oh, what a dummy. Meanwhile, you know, hey, Rob, what do you think? You're a Republican. Yeah. What do you think about it'll either be a black, as you say, or a woman, as you say?
Wow.
Which is your worst Republican Nazi nightmare?
Spoken like a true Republican.
That's true.
No one can underestimate the hatred that the right has for Hillary. I'm not really sure why, but that's the man that they are looking at.
That's right.
Hillary is the man that they are going after.
I'm telling you, that's why he's going to make a great vice president.
Well, you know what? Everybody's saying the same thing now, too. Whoever wins this nomination, they're all talking about the dream ticket.
Yeah.
Whoever wins, they ought to team up.
It's
I think
be,
at this stage of the game, they ought to team up. Do that for the country, and I hope both of them, you know, will consider that, whoever comes in number two.
I'll tell you what, that's a ticket that will let a lot of people decide exactly how they're voting. I want to tell you something. I've not voted since color TV. But are you telling me that my choice is a white man or a woman? Or a black, I'm going to sign up for the first time in 45 years to vote.
Yes, sir. Or I'm just going to move out the country.
I am.
This is terrible.
I tell you what, I don't want to live in America that has a black and has a woman. And don't tell me they're running together.
You are kidding me.
My God, if something happens to one of them, then the other one's president.
Jesus.
My God.
What the hell are we going to do?
You like the crazy white man.
I'm going to learn to read.
There ain't no white men on that ticket.
That's ridiculous. That really is. Now, you want to talk about a guy I like that there fella Huckabee. He sounds like a guy I used to go catfishing with. Huckabee.
Won West Virginia today.
Huckabee. Shocker. Oh, did West Virginia already?
Went for Huckabee today.
He went for Huckabee.
Isn't that exciting?
Huckabee. Well, that's that whole evangelical thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I've been to parts of West Virginia. Yeah. Parts where the state flower is a satellite dish, and they all go for Huckabee.
Huckabee's very good. It's saying, I was on TV. I don't mind.
You can't find churches around here like they have in West Virginia, and that's why I think Huckabee won. You can go to West Virginia, and you can see a service, a church service, where they have rattlesnakes. And I'm sorry, that to me is worshiping.
That's
to me, if I can go to a service that's got rattlesnakes, that's worshiping.
Have you ever
said I love God while you're holding a Diamondback rattler in your hand?
You remember driving on your way to whatever that slot place is in West Virginia, and you see the
Charlestown
signs,
races and slots?
Which, like, if you want to see people speaking in tongues on Sunday night.
Right.
You ever been tempted to go in? I've never,
I'd love to do that.
I've seen the signs, and they always look like roadside barbecue.
Right.
It was like, you know, speaking in tongues tonight at 8 in the big tent.
Mm-hmm. If I ever went in there, I'd do a Monty Python sketch. You know, just use that. Sustain me now, description of a time, and petty and also never weeming tyranny, offend the rock of a state, and then have somebody look at me and go, what?
I would go and do the Borat thing.
Very nice.
So nice.
United States and America.
Yes.
Very nice. Look at that lady. Nice lady with snake in her hand. Yes. Huckabee won West, so you got that one in already.
Yes, that much we know.
But that's one of the states that doesn't count because it is Super Tuesday, right?
That's right.
Well, you know what they say, as West Virginia goes.
Yeah.
Anybody got any Kool-Aid?
We will get to Joe and the Britney Spears show when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.